Hello, podcasters. Thank you for downloading the podcast.
Well, hello there. We do appreciate it, don't we?
Yeah.
It's nice. We feel like we've got friends.
First for both of us.
Apart from each other.
Massive show today.
Yeah, we're going to do royal tea time a bit later on, and I've noticed there's the Tetley tea bags in the office these days, and not the nice Fortune and what is it, Fortnum and Mason?
Fortnum and Mason. Well, the reason being was as well, and I know you think that I'm horrible, but because producer Layla was away again, I thought that maybe it wasn't right to have Fortnum and Mason tea while she was absent.
Wow, that was nice and thoughtful of you.
It's thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you, on the other hand.
No. Oh. I want Fortnum and Mason.
Didn't even cross your mind.
I deserve it.
Thoughtless.
So we're going to talk about the royal wedding entertainment.
Yeah.
And you will be pleasantly surprised with this one.
I think anyone who would be getting married, probably girls, I think if the bride could have a pick, it would be this for entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. We're going to do another round of who is your daddy and what does he do as well.
I love every time you say it, you kind of turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Who is your daddy? And what does he do?
It was a lot. This is my new favorite game by far.
It's so cool. We have to guess the kids' dad's professions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, well, we've been way off so far, but another round of that on the way. Plus, I got a message from my girlfriend, long distance Danny, kind of changed the way I feel about the relationship from now on.
Mm-hmm.
We took your calls on that as well.
Yeah. It was a picture message as well. We'll just leave that with you. We'll just leave that sitting there, and then you can have a listen to the podcast.
Plus, if you want your shout-outs on the podcast as well, get on, give us a review, and just write them in the comments.
Yeah, for sure. Enjoy.
You're playing this.
Now we're going to do something extremely fun. Who is my daddy and what does he do?
It's a guessing game. We're guessing what your dad does for work here in the UAE.
Love this game. So far, we're not too good at it, but we can get better.
It's one for the kids, the Sandpit kids. If you want to play this at any time, just text your name to 4009. Joining the show this morning, Hannah and Leela. How you girls doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Good morning. On your way to school?
Yeah.
Who's driving you to school?
Mommy.
Mom's driving.
That's already a clue,
Bryce. That means Dad's at work. Mm.
Okay. So this is how this game works. We're going to ask you some questions about your dad, and we're going to try and guess what his job is, okay?
Okay.
All right. You can go first, Harry.
Okay. What does your dad wear to work?
A suit and a tie.
A suit and a tie. Okay. What time does your dad come home from work?
In the evening.
Yeah, before dinner or after?
Sometimes before, sometimes after.
Okay, so he can do late nights, all right?
Late night.
Okay, one more question we've got.
Wears a suit.
Yeah.
Does he travel often for work?
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes, okay.
Okay, an extra question on top of that. Is it internationally?
What?
Does he go to another country?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay.
Sometimes. Okay.
All right, Hannah, thank you for all your information.
All right, just hold on there, guys.
Stay there, honey. We're just going to have a little bit of a deliberation.
Yeah, we're just going to have a show meeting here. Just hang on. Travels internationally.
Wears a suit.
Wears a suit.
Sometimes comes home late from work and misses dinner.
Sales?
I reckon he's pretty important. I reckon.
You mean up there?
Yeah, for sure.
He's already at work now because the mum's driving him to school.
Yep. And he doesn't come home till like after dinner sometimes.
What's the job though? Head of sales?
No, because then would you go internationally for that? Unless it's like international sales.
Up to you. I'm going head of sales.
You're going head of sales?
Yeah.
So he's like a business development manager?
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
You feeling that?
All right. Okay. All right.
Girls, is your dad a business development manager?
No, he's the registrar at the University of Wollongong in Dubai.
Oh!
He's the registrar at University of Wollongong.
Yeah, the Australian University.
I know.
Oh, that's... Oh,
opposite, I think it's it's at Knowledge Village.
We were way off.
Oh. Is he stressed out?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Does he constantly ask you girls what you want to be when you grow up?
Only sometimes, not usually.
No? And what do you guys answer with? Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, I want to be a veterinarian.
Oh, look at you.
Cute.
I love animals too.
Okay. He probably doesn't encourage them too much because university is expensive. It's like, I've got two kids here. How am I going to afford to put them through? Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you, Leela. Thank you. And have a great day at Saffa Community School.
Thank you.
You take care, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Business development manager. We were way off. I don't even know what that job is.
Well, that's when you have to generate new business for the company.
Develop business, I would imagine. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Okay. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92. So, as you know, my girlfriend, long distance Danny, is in New Zealand. She's mm-hmm. been there, it'll almost be 2 months now.
Yeah, coming up 2 months. Yeah. Next week.
So, I don't know if this is quite a common thing, but I think if you're without your partner, you tend to neglect your personal hygiene a little bit.
In which way? You don't brush your teeth?
No, I love dental. Yeah, I'm always brushing my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Body hair. Mm. I think if she's not around, well, I don't really have to make much of an effort.
I don't remember much effort being made in the manscaping area while she was here.
Well, I had mass hair removal night last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. I even messaged Kiwi Jamie, who's my roommate, and your partner. I was like, are you going to be home tonight? Because I'm going to need the bathroom for a good 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
He's like, no, I'm out. So I get the trimmer and trim chest hair. Like, just trim it all.
Yeah.
Upper leg hair.
Mm-hmm.
Leg hair as well.
Wow.
All different kind of settings on the trimmer as well.
Okay.
So some are like a number one, some's a one or a two.
Oh, you've got a bit of a menu going on there.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A bit of variety.
Do you have to, like, write it down and log exactly what you do and which part?
No, I just look in the mirror.
You look at it and you're like, that looks like it needs about a two.
I look in the mirror, it's like an anatomy encyclopedia, all with different numbers on the body parts. So I may have got a little bit carried away, though, last night.
Oh, dear.
With the trimming.
You shaving numbers into your body letters?
I got rid of the underarm hair.
What?
And I know that we were only just talking about underarm hair yesterday.
Yeah.
But I got rid of the underarm hair.
Did you?
Let me tell you. It's invigorating as a guy. And hopefully I'm not alone with this.
Is this the first time you've done this?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Completely trimmed away.
Mm-hmm.
And today I just feel like a runner or a swimmer or something. The deodorant just rolled straight onto the skin.
Amazing.
I feel like the antiperspirant going straight onto the skin is going to make more of a difference.
Absolutely.
Got a question for you, though. And I love that I have access to your incredible female brain here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it is quite addicting, what I've done, taking off the underarm hair. Do you think that Danny would be turned off if I were to return to see her and I didn't have any underarm hair?
Well, yeah, it just depends on what number you've given them. Have you given them a zero?
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've shaved it. It's like a women's razor ad.
Why did you do it so short?
Just because? You know when you're like mowing the lawn?
No.
And okay. The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92. Pricey Scandal. So Barbara Streisand, she's done something that I've definitely thought about doing with Pepper, our cat.
Your cat, yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you? I'm sure you have too. She has cloned her dog Samantha.
It's a great idea.
So her little dog passed away in May last year. She was alive for 14 years, sorry. Barbara had cells taken from Samantha's mouth and stomach, and she used these cells to clone two new dogs. One dog is called Miss Scarlet and one is Miss Violet.
Wow.
Right?
It's pretty celeb, isn't it?
It's like, very celeb.
It's totally front page of a tabloid. Babs clones dogs.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I read this morning.
Oh, was it? Oh, great. I could be a journalist.
But yeah, so she said they have different personalities. And then she said, I'm waiting for them to get older so I can see if they have Samantha's brown eyes and seriousness.
Yeah.
But that's bizarre. I didn't even know you could do that.
It is actually fascinating. I didn't know you could do it yet domestically.
Mm.
I thought it was still lab kind of thing, you know, like Dolly the sheep. But
these puppies look exactly like Samantha, her dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you do it for your cat, Pepper.
I would love to clone her
because
she's been fixed, so we can't breed or anything like that.
It's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, so great, but she's just the most unique cat I've ever seen. She's a Maine Coon, but she's like a runt.
You know, they say that the cat's personality is more of a reflection of its owner.
Oh, really?
Unique.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't say that her personality was great. I said she looked great.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
She's so high maintenance and so moody. Actually, oh, my gosh, she is me.
Yeah. Roger and I staying silent on this one.
More scandal in 1 hour. Well done, boys. That was a good move.
Thank you, Pricey. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92. So you know, obviously, my girlfriend, Danny, is long distance Danny. She's in New Zealand at the moment.
Yeah, she moved back to New Zealand last month. So it's almost been 2 months now.
About 6 weeks, 7 weeks. So obviously we keep in touch on WhatsApp really throughout the day. And yesterday she sent me some messages and it kind of had me thinking a little differently about our relationship. She sent through some messages and her and I have always had like an affinity with breakfast food. We just love breakfast food. Mm-hmm. We even had breakfast club.
You did have breakfast club.
On the weekends we'd make each other breakfast, something nice to do together.
Breakfast is the best meal of the day.
She sent me zoomed in photographs of breakfast food with thing like with comments saying, look at the buttering on this bread. Look at the crispiness of that hash brown. And it was at that moment, I just knew she was the one for me. I just knew it. She just gets me.
This girl gets me. Yeah. I was just about to say that.
I loved it. That's what I'm interested in. I follow a lot of breakfast food accounts on Instagram. I'm always zooming. You know how people just have weird
she
things?
She just understands you. She did the zooming before you could even have to zoom.
Exactly. And sent it to, shared it with me, was thinking of me when she zoomed in on breakfast food
Look
and
at that.
Sent it to
Love
me.
Love heart eye emoji.
It was. And I just thought, that's it. This is the one.
Yeah.
Totally. I just kind of thought on 4009, did you have a similar moment? Was there a moment when you knew that your partner was the one?
Yeah, I think that happens with a lot of couples. When something happens and you just think, okay, yep, she's the one.
Yeah.
My friend, they got married years ago, but during his wedding speech, he said that, and he described this moment, and it was about my girlfriend, and they went to the Philippines, and there were some like children who were homeless on the streets, and they were kind of walking around her. And she came up to him and asked him for some money and he didn't know what it was for. But she took all the kids to the restaurant, to a nearby restaurant, and she sat with them all and they got a bunch of food and she just spent an hour with these children.
Yeah.
Not her own children, but just children. And they just chatted and ate together and everything. And he said in his wedding speech that was the moment he knew that she was the one, like her kindness was just beyond words.
A humanitarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so sweet.
Yeah. Little different to sending me zoomed in pictures of breakfast and that's my standards.
But yeah, like, you know, everyone's different. Everyone has different kind of things that are meaningful to them.
I suppose for you and Kiwi Jamie, it would probably be when he wore the camouflage suit.
No.
What about the mask that he bought online?
He didn't buy that. He's making it himself.
Oh, he made it. Yeah, the mask. Pop Fiction style. That wasn't a moment for you?
That's not a moment. No.
Have you had a moment?
Yes, definitely had a moment. It was when when Kiwi Jamie came home to Australia with me. And him and my mum were hanging out the back garden, and mum's renovating, obviously, and Jamie's a builder. So they were in both of their elements. Mum was just like, you know, just listening to him intently, and he was teaching her different ways to do things. And I was like, this is just so nice, like being in your mother's house. Everyone's happy. He's looking after her. She's looking after him. And I was like, this is just great.
That's the moment for you.
Yeah.
4009, what was the moment you knew your partner was the one? Kind of getting a little romantic here this morning, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
It's just, I got a text from my flame, Danny. Long distance Danny, who lives in New Zealand. So we're pretty much in a WhatsApp relationship.
They're doing the old LDR.
Yeah.
The long distance relationship.
She sent me a text and it was a picture of breakfast food, a screenshot from Instagram. And it was zoomed in with the caption, look at the buttering on that bread. It's like our version of 50 Shades of Grey messaging involving food. But I just knew then, I was like, you know what? She's the one. This is it for me.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Amazing.
I know. This is a new Harry.
And that is wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
I love that.
I just knew that was it for me. She gets me. I like this girl.
Nice. We were asking you on 4009, when did you know your partner was the one?
Yeah.
And I love this one on 4009. I knew my partner was the one because back in the day, she had a quality job working at the Mackey's drive-thru. Oh, I did that too.
Yeah.
Loved it. I thought I'd surprise her, so I went to drive-thru and she didn't know it was me, but she upsized my milkshake anyway just because I'd waited a little bit, and nothing says more love than that. And
then,
I was like, nothing says love more than that. Isn't that cute?
It's McLove.
McLove. McLovin.
I love it. Alex on 4009, when was the moment you knew your partner was the one?
Well, actually, I was at the party, in the university party. She just came in the university that year and a friend was having a party. So the moment I saw her in the party, she was trying to go to the toilet. I just saw her. I blocked her way.
Yeah.
And started chatting her up. And I just knew it. I mean, of course, it took her about 6 months to talk to me again because I wasn't, you know, the way I approached her the first time was a bit awkward, but it all went well. Yeah. And
you're still together?
We've been together since 1996. We got married in 2007, so
we're still
together.
What a great story.
I kind of thought you were going to say, share your tactic, is always ask a girl out when she's busting to go to the toilet, because she's just going to say yes. Yes, sure, I'll go out with you. Just let me pass.
Thanks for your call, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
Sam joins us on 4009. What was the moment you knew your partner was the one?
I knew she was my girlfriend at the time. She's been my wife for the last 12 years now, and I offered her I had a block of chocolate, and it was the Black Forest chocolate, one of my favourites. I offered it to her, and unlike most girls who just take the tiny little square off the corner and go, that's enough for me, she snapped off a whole row, and I just, as soon as she did that, it was, you know, birds were tweeting, fireworks were going off. I just, you know, it was like, here's a girl who's not afraid to take chocolate and own it.
Your type of girl.
At that moment. Yeah, she knew what she wanted and she's not afraid to take it. So
that's amazing. Do you still feel like, now that you're married and it's a long time later, do you still feel the same way about when she takes the whole row of chocolate?
Not so much. The Harry and Pricey
Podcast. Dubai 92. You have aged tragically.
What's she drivelling on about?
No, I think it's just clearing a blockage or something.
It's tea time, darlings.
Ooh. This is where we discuss the royals and... Oh, sorry. Yep. Lovely.
Sip on tea.
And sip tea. It's royal tea time. You've got the update for us. Usually producer Lila gives it to us because she's from a posh part of London.
Yep.
But being a little delicate, she's taken 2 days off work.
She has taken 2 days off, and so we get Tetley tea.
Mm. No rest for the royals, though. Always news coming out.
This is true. We used to have the really posh tea. Why have we got this tea today?
What? Just a thank you would suffice. Every just once in a while, Pricey.
Cuff it for this.
Seriously.
Well,
it's 7:30 in the morning. You don't want some weak tea. You want something strong. Tetley puts hair on your chest.
I get laser to avoid that stuff. Anyway.
Well, this will grow it right back.
Okay, this is really exciting. Mel B from the Spice Girls, she can't keep a secret. She talked about the group, the Spice Girls' involvement with the royal wedding. First saying that all five girls got the invite from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, so all five Spice Girls will be in attendance at the royal wedding.
What, they're attending the wedding as guests?
They are. But then she was pressed for more details and she confirmed the Spice Girls will be providing some wedding entertainment.
No way.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Straight from Mel B's mouth.
Can I ask you a question? Initial thoughts, do you think that this is a little bit trashy?
What, the Spice Girls being there? I mean, if it was my royal wedding, if Prince Harry had proposed to moi, I would have gone for an Elton John on the piano. Kind of entertainment, that kind of vibe.
It's classier.
I would have loved an Adele, you know, just raw.
Yeah.
Just
you wouldn't have gone. No, you would have gone Sheeran on a guitar.
No.
No.
I would have gone Elton and Adele.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Girls Aloud.
Well, you went.
Yeah, Love Machine.
Love Machine.
We just played
at the royal wedding.
Yeah.
What about some Westlife?
Oh no, not Westlife. Okay, all right, so Spice Girls could be performing.
They are going to be providing some sort of entertainment at the wedding.
The thing is, is this going to be a reception thing, or is it going to be as they're going to the reception?
No, it has to be a reception thing.
We're not going to see it.
We might not, yeah.
No, they're not going to allow cameras in there.
You never know. I mean, Meghan Markle, she is showbiz.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's the royals. They will probably put a stamp on it, but...
Is she inviting her family at it by any chance?
It hasn't been confirmed, actually.
Right.
Her dad is a bit of a recluse. He lives in Mexico. He doesn't really like to talk to people. He's not even met Prince Harry yet.
Mm.
So it's hard to say. Her mum will definitely be there, though.
Because I kind of get it. You invite the Spice Girls, takes the attention off your family. That kind of makes sense. I bet you there's a lot of weddings that are like that.
They'll be like, listen, ladies, we need Spice Girls 1990s version. Not now.
Yeah.
Jerry, bust out that dress.
Totally. Imagine that at the royal wedding. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.